This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. Hi, this is Terry Tote, WSMI Program and Sports Director. Tally Broadcasting is celebrating 60 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois by WSMI FM 106. And it's time now for a special interview featuring former WSMI staff members and others associated with the broadcasting industry. Celebrating 60 years of WSMI AM 1540 and 50 years of WSMI FM 106, we're talking with Brad Weiss, a young man from Mount Olive who is now working in radio elsewhere. And Brad, where are you these days?
We are calling you from the home of barbecue in Memphis, Tennessee.
Do you partake in a barbecue now and then?
Oh, yeah. We do barbecue. We do blues music. You know, there's this dead guy named Elvis who apparently lives here. Yeah, we're doing all of it.
It's a great city, isn't it?
It is really... It's got a lot of depth to it between the blues and the food, and the people are genuine Southern folk is the best way I can describe it. My wife, actually, I met here when I moved here 6 years ago, and so it's been a good city for me.
And you are still doing the radio thing, aren't you?
Still doing the radio thing. I've been doing radio since I started at WSMI in 1994, so it's 16 years of doing radio, which is... It's hard to believe that, it's been great, you know, and I'm thankful to WSMI for really giving me my start, and all my friends and family listen to WSMI, so it's really, I'm glad that you had me on today.
Brad, tell us a little bit about your experience when you first got here. What were you thinking? What were your expectations and that sort of thing?
Well, I remember the very first broadcast that I did for WSMI after Hayward brought me in to talk to me and actually hired me for the job, and you hired me to be on the air and do everything from, you know, anything I could get my foot in the door with, you know, whether it's cleaning the floors or going to remote broadcasts and stuff like that in county fairs. So I went to the Farmersville Independence Celebration, I think it was, or one of the celebrations up there at Farmersville with Randy Prangy. So
Irish days.
It was Irish days. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And Randy brought me up there, and he said, well, you probably know how to set this stuff up, right? And I looked at it, and I'm like, I have no idea, man.
And, of course, you figured it out.
I figured it out. You know, I took the WSMI engineering test. They make you take a test. So I took the written test with Brian Talley, and Brian, I think he used the curve because he passed me. And then I learned how to take the transmitter readings, and we were on our way.
The one thing I remember about you, Brad, was that you always had fun, no matter what you did.
Absolutely. You know, I love it. I love radio. And I think that the ones that are doing it love it for what it is, which is, you know, going out and meeting people and talking to people. It's about people. And I loved working at WSMI because my family's there. My mom and dad, Len and Pat, live in Mount Olive. My grandmother lives in Mount Olive. My Aunt Sharon lives in Litchfield. My Aunt Judy lives there in Litchfield. So hello, everybody. Hello, Mike. Hello, Judy Iman. But it was my friends and family around there got to listen to me, and I got to go to every single county fair and parade and dog and pony show, and I loved it. I loved doing obituaries on the air. I loved doing Trading Post. I loved going to the Macoupin County Fair every year to see my friends, and it was just, I miss it in a lot of ways, and I loved it. I loved the 4 years that I worked there, and I still love radio for what it is. So
I know you had a lot of interesting experiences here, but every once in a while, the bad weather experiences were the ones that really stand out in your mind.
I've told many stories about WSMI because there were a couple of broadcasts where you were training me on, and I was getting my start in high school play-by-play. And during the fall, obviously, and especially late fall into winter, we do, and you still probably do, the high school play-by-play where you have maybe a tape-delayed game. You may have a Friday game that you'll play early Saturday, and then another live game, and then an Illinois game. I remember one specific snowstorm that came, and I had my old 62 Ford F-250 truck that luckily could get anywhere in southern Illinois and mid-Illinois, and drove up from Mount Olive, and you said, Brad, can you get up here? And I said, I can make it, Terry. And it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I remember staying from about 2 o'clock in the afternoon till about 2 a.m. because there were two games, and they played them, and they played them in the snow. And then there was an Illinois game, and it was tape delayed. And I remember playing the tape tape delayed game past midnight, signing off the transmitter and taking a nap there at the studios because the snow was so bad.
The snow was absolutely terrible that night. You're right. And I think one of those high school games went into overtime or something, which kind of pushed the schedule way out of whack. So
that is exactly what happened. And I forgot about the overtime, but it was like a triple overtime game or a double overtime 2A game up in Mawiqua or someplace. But I remember it was back in the days, you know, in the 90s when Monal was doing good in Auburn. And, you know, there was a couple of bigger teams from Litchfield and Hillsboro that were also in the playoffs, maybe Staunton, if I remember. But, you know, it was a 1A, it was a 2A game, and then there was an Illinois game, and then there was like two overtimes plus a snowstorm. So it was like, you know, the national anthem had to wait until about 2 o'clock in the morning that day.
Brad, I've often told people that if people who work here at WSMI for an extended period of time, you know, 4 or 5 years,
yep,
they can go literally anywhere in the country and work at a radio station. And I think you're a great example of that.
Yeah, you know, I had the chance to get out of radio, and it was right when I went to graduate school, and I went to, of all places, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, when I left WSMI, and that was in 1998. And I remember thinking, you know, this is going to be a crossroads where I either get out of radio or I stay in it. And I sent an air check out when I was in graduate school out in Las Vegas, and I got hired by CBS Radio to be on one of their music stations. And I finished my master's degree, and I was still working in radio, and I said, you know, if I've got a shot at doing this, I'm never going to be this young again where I could, you know, maybe do it and do it as a career. And I continued doing it. And it was really everything I learned, because I did everything at WSMI. You know, I ran the board. I set up my own equipment. So I could literally do anything from production to answering the own phones. Here's a funny story that you'll appreciate, Terry, because we have a sports station here in Memphis that I'm the program director of now, and it's an ESPN affiliate. And we were in a meeting talking about a producer and a talk show. And there was a talk host who's a columnist here in town for CBSSports.com. So he's kind of a big-time columnist. His name's Gary Parrish. And we were talking about, well, who's going to produce the show? And I said, well, if we were WSMI, he'd be producing it, running his own board, and answering his own phones. And I could pull that off. Does anybody else want to try it? And everybody just looked at me like I had three heads. But you are sitting in there, and you've got two or three phone lines running. Answer it and put it on, and you're live all across mid-Illinois. So you're right. I mean, I really had an opportunity to springboard and do so much, but the most fun I had was at WSMI, and I really enjoy it. And you've got some really great broadcasters there. You know, I look at what Rita Frazier has done and what you do, and I hear you all the time when I visit my family. So it's a lot of good friends, and it's a lot of fun.
Brad, what are you exactly doing right now? What are you mentioned you were a program director for one of the sports stations. I think you're involved in other stations as well, right?
Yeah, I work for a company called Entercom, which owns stations in about 50 markets. Or something like that, a lot of markets. And here in Memphis, I program a classic hit station, and I program an ESPN affiliate on 92.9 FM here in Memphis. And then I'm also on the air on the classic hit station, so I do an air shift there, and I also produce the Gary Parrish Show. Gary is a writer for CBS Sports, so I do something on air for both stations, and I program both stations. So it's all hands on deck, as you know, when you're on the air and you're programming a radio station and you're setting up schedules and you're marketing it. And there's so many changes that are happening in radio now. We just put up an app for the Classic Hit station. It has an iPhone app for it now, so we just launched that. And then the other cool thing that I'm doing is I have a voiceover business that I started with Studio Center here in Memphis, and I've been able to be on quite a few things. In fact, I was just recently the voice of the New Jersey Devils TV spot out in New Jersey. So I've been able to do a lot of different things with this, with radio and things like that.
And the technology now allows you to do a lot of different things, so.
It really does. It's unbelievable, and you know, I enjoy it a lot. I'm glad to do something that I really enjoy every day when I come into work.
When I say that you are one of my favorite people we've ever had here at the radio station, I mean that sincerely, Brad, because there was never a time where, you know, we were in the studio together that you were in a bad mood or you had a bad day, and if something went wrong, we just kind of laughed it off and on we went. And I just think you've got a great talent, and I know that you're going to be very successful for a very long time. Brad Weiss, thank you so much, my friend, and thanks for being part of the success here at WSMI, and good luck to you, and say hi to your lovely family.
Hey, and congratulations on your 60 years at WSMI, Terry.
Yeah. Well, you laugh about that, but I've been here for over half of it, so.
Thanks for having me
Okay,
on.
Brad Weiss joining us here on WSMI as we celebrate 60 years of AM 1540 and 50 years of FM 106. All of our special interviews, which are broadcast on WSMI, are available as podcasts on our website, which is WSMI at WSMIradio.com. You can listen to them or download them for free. WSMI AM 1540, celebrating 60 years, and WSMI FM 106.1, celebrating 50 years of service to Mid-Illinois. WSMI, we serve Mid-Illinois. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.